This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More hostages were freed from Gaza on Wednesday as mediators raced to broker another extension to the truce between Israel and Hamas hours before it was due to expire. In a sign of the challenges facing negotiators, a Hamas source said the Palestinian militant group was not satisfied with Israel's proposals for another extension. Israel's war cabinet was meeting late Wednesday over proposals to extend the truce, media reports said. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Israel on Thursday, where he says he will work to help prolong the ceasefire so more hostages can be released and more humanitarian aid can be delivered to Gaza. Cindy Sain reports.
Blinken returns to the Middle East for talks the third time since the militant group Hamas triggered the war with its October 7th attack on Israel. Blinken said he would work to prolong the truce so more Israeli hostages can be released and more humanitarian aid can be delivered to Palestinian civilians in Gaza who desperately need it. Blinken plans to visit Israel, Ramallah in the West Bank, and the United Arab Emirates. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Israel's army said Wednesday it was investigating a report by Hamas's armed wing that a 10-month-old baby hostage, his 4-year-old brother, and their mother had all been killed in Gaza. Minister Benny Gantz says he doesn't know if it's true or not, but he said he had a painful meeting with the Bibas family. The Bibas family are among the highest-profile hostages seized in the Hamas attacks on southern Israel on October 7th. Due to the age of the baby Kiefer, not even 1 year old. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan seeks to broaden Turkey's economic and diplomatic influence in Central Asia, putting it on a collision course with Russia, which wants to do the same. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Erdogan hopes to use Turkey's ethnic ties with the energy-rich region to deepen its economic and diplomatic influence in a part of the world where China and Russia have dominated until now. Çağdaş Ungur is a professor of political science at Istanbul's Marmara University.
None of them enjoys the kind of, you know, cultural, linguistic ties that Turkey has to the region.
Erdogan's drive in Central Asia is part of an effort to reduce Turkey's dependence on Europe amid increasingly strained relations with the European Union. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Rescuers scoured waters off Japan on Thursday as they searched for 7 missing U.S. Air Force personnel whose Osprey crashed during a training exercise. The latest incident involving the tilt-rotor military aircraft. One unconscious person was found in the sea on Wednesday and later declared dead after the aircraft crashed, according to the Japanese Coast Guard. The U.S. Air Force Special Operations Command said 8 crew had been aboard Osprey as it performed a routine training mission out of an airbase in Japan. An emergency management official in the region where the crash took place said police had received information the aircraft had been spewing fire from a left engine. 2024 Republican U.S. presidential candidate Nikki Haley is having a moment. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman explains.
The 2024 Republican presidential candidate is seeing a swell in media coverage, new interest from big-dollar donors, and rising speculation that she might be the sole contender poised to make a real run at Donald Trump. The reality is that the 51-year-old former UN envoy and South Carolina governor faces a massive uphill battle. Poll tracking site 538 shows Trump with the support of just under 60% of Republicans. In distant second, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, just shy of 13%. Behind him with 10% support is Haley.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Pope Francis's lung inflammation and associated breathing difficulties persist, but he is in stable condition with no fever, the Vatican said on Wednesday, adding he was continuing antibiotic therapy. Late last week, the Pope underwent a CT scan at a Rome hospital after a bout of flu forced him to cancel his activities. The test excluded pneumonia but detected the inflammation. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.